question says, what should a Christian doctor do practically in the world for patients if the Christian doctor is to walk in faith?
第一个问题就是说，一啲基督徒医生咧喺世上点样去实际去做佢嘅职业啦？假如如果个医生系要行喺信心嘅当中。
We have about 1 billion Christians, more than 1 billion Christians.
我哋咧应该大概有十亿嘅基督徒。
All over the world.
喺世界上面。
And I want you to know that most of the Christians don't walk by faith.
我想话俾你听咧，大部分嘅信徒咧，其实都冇行喺信心当中。
You are trained to be a doctor.
你系被训练成为一个医生。
And you should do what you are to do for the patients.
当你接受咗一啲训练嘅时候，你就做你应该做嘅嘢，去俾你嘅病人。
It is not the job of doctor to be preaching to patients to have faith.
呢个唔系医生嘅工作，就系向信徒去病人去讲，行喺信心嘅当中。
If they want to have faith, they will go to church.
如果佢哋想有信心嘅时候咧，佢哋会去教会。
They will come to healing conference.
佢哋会嚟到医治嘅特会。
You are trained to give them injections.
你係受訓練咧，去俾佢一啲注射嘅藥物嘅。
Christian doctor should practice medicine.
所以一個基督徒嘅醫生就係應該將佢有嘅醫學知識去行出嚟。
For himself, he can decide to use his faith.
對佢自己嚟講咧，佢可以係用佢嘅信心。
Remember, we said something about faith. We said it has to be your faith.
記唔記得我哋講過？ 关于信心就系必须系你自己嘅信心。
So if the patients want faith, let them come to faith and healing conference.
假如你嘅病人想要有信心嘅，就叫佢嚟到信心同医治嘅特会。
I hope that one is clear.
我希望系清晰嘅。
Please, Christian doctor, your job is to treat people, not to preach faith to patients.
请大家基督徒嘅医生去记住，你要做嘅工作就系医你嘅病人，而唔系向佢去传道关于信心。
If the patients know that you are a Christian doctor and they want faith to learn about faith, then let them see you privately.
假如你嘅病人知道你係基督徒醫生，而知道你係行喺信心當中嘅，你要私下去同佢傾面。
When they see you privately, you direct them to where they can get the word of faith.
當佢私下見你嘅時候，你就要引領佢去到邊度咧，係讓佢可以得到個信心嘅道。
Don't forget, faith is personal.
要記住，信心係個人嘅，個人化嘅。
Faith is not corporate, it's personal.
信心咧唔係整個群體或者整個機構咁嘅，係必須係個人嘅，讚美主。第二條咧就係要解釋點解保羅嗰根刺係一個錯誤對。 疾病一個錯誤嘅觀念
is the thorn of Paul.
Yeah.
Please explain why this is a wrong concept.
Romans 14:22.
14:22.
Bible says, if you have faith, let it be to yourself before God. It's between you and God.
圣经喺度讲，而你有信心就当在神面前守着，呢样系你信心系你同神之间嘅事。Faith
is personal.
信心系好个人化嘅。So
practice mercy.
所以要行出嚟。If
the patient want to learn faith, let him see you after office hours.
Pardon?
If as a doctor, practice medicine. If the patients want faith, let them see you after office hours.
作為一個醫生，你係要用你嘅醫學嘅知識。如果佢想認識信心嘅時候，你叫佢喺另外一個時間去揾你。
Second question is on the thorn of the flesh of Paul. What is the thorn of the flesh?
第二樣嘢咧 係講到關於保羅嗰根刺嘅。
Let's look at the salvation of Paul and his experience, Acts chapter 9.
我哋首先要睇保羅嘅得救嘅過程同埋。
Let's read from verse 10 to 16. Acts chapter 9, verse 10 to 16.
使徒行傳第九章第十至十六節，當下。在大米色的地方
Now, when Paul was saved,
当保罗得救的时候呢
Ananias was sent by God to pray for him.
神呢差亚拿尼亚呢去为他祷告。
Ananias didn't want to go because he was afraid.
亚拿尼亚呢起初是不想去的，因为他怕。
And God said to him, don't worry, go.
神叫他不用担心，叫他去。
Paul is a chosen vessel.
因为保罗是一个拣选的器皿。
Verse 16 says, For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake.
第十六节那里讲，因为我要指示他，为我的名，他必须受很多的苦。
So it is clear here that part of the calling of Paul was that he was going to suffer.
这里很清晰告诉我们，保罗的其中一些 一个呼召一部分呢，就是他必须受苦。
But why was the suffering?
为什么要受苦呢？
For the sake of the Lord.
是为主的缘故。
Not because of ignorance.
并不是因为无知的缘故。
Now, when Paul was talking about the thorn in the flesh,
当保罗讲到他身上的一根刺的时候，
Why did he say God gave him the thorn in the flesh?
他有没有说，为什么他说话神要将那根刺给他呢？
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们读林后第十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
林后第十二章。
Now, when you start reading, you will think that Paul was talking about another person, but Paul was talking of himself.
当你读的时候，你可能以为保罗是讲了另外一个人，但其实这里是讲他自己。
Let us read from verse 1.
我们从第一节。
From verse 1 to 12.
我们从第一节读到第十二节。
To have a clear picture.
林后十二章一至十二节，一二三。我自夸固然无益。
为这人我要骂，但是为我自己，除了我，别无可能。 sit safe.
Hallelujah.
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 Now, when Paul was saved,
当保罗得救的时候呢,
God told Ananias,
神告诉阿拿利亚听,
I will show him the great things he must suffer for my sake.
我会给他知道呢, 他要所受的苦是因着我名的缘故。
Now, when we start reading that 2 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 1,
我们刚才读的临后就12章开始读,
you will notice in verse 2, Paul was saying, I knew a man about 14 years ago.
第二节那里说,我认识一个基督女的人。
And there, you will think that Paul was talking of somebody else.
这里呢,你会想,保罗是讲另外一个人。
But really, he was not talking about somebody else.
但其实他不是讲另外一个人。
He was talking of himself.
他讲他自己。
Because when you get to verse 7,
因为当你去到第七节呢,
right, verse 6 and 7, you will now see why he was saying that.
在第六、第七节呢,你就会明白为什么他这么说。
He said because he does not want people to think of him much highly than they should think of him.
因为呢,他说第六节说,恐怕有人把我看高了。
According to Ephesians chapter 3,
根据以弗所书第三章,
the revelations that God gave Paul,
神给保罗的启示呢,
were revelations that no human being on earth has known.
就是呢, 世上没有一个人呢, 是得过这样的启示。
Even though Paul was not one of the disciples of Jesus when Jesus was having his earthly ministry,
即使保罗不是 主耶稣在地上服侍的时候所选的信徒,
now Bible historians are not fully they still debate on the age of Paul, but some people believe that Paul probably never met Jesus face to face.
虽然有很多人还在争论保罗的年纪, 但很多人都相信保罗应该没有跟主面对面的。
Some believe, some historians say that it was Paul and Jesus were not contemporary, so they didn't know each other.
有些人歷史學家就說保羅和耶穌不是同一個代的, 所以他們應該沒有見過面。
In fact, the NIV study Bible in the timeline says that Paul was about 4 years old when Jesus died.
其實在新國際譯本的研讀本那裡呢, 他是說可能保羅是耶穌死的時候保羅只是四歲。
Now that is the NIV study Bible, but you know, other historians have their own views about it.
所以这个只是, 新国际译本研读本里面的一个,
but the fact is that Paul did not, was not a disciple of Jesus when Jesus had his earthly ministry.
但大家都会很肯定的就是, 当耶稣在世上, 服侍的时候, 他不是他的其中一个使徒。
Most probably Paul and Jesus never met.
所以很有可能呢, 保罗和耶稣是从来没见过面的。
It is clear from scriptures that Paul had more revelation than all the apostles put together.
但是从圣经里面我们很清楚看到呢, 保罗的启示呢, 是比其余的使徒加在一起还要多。
In fact, in this place he said he was taken to the third heavens.
其实这里是讲到他被提到第三层天,
and he had unspeakable words.
他又得了一些不能够讲出来的启示,
so, which means
隐蔽的言语,
there are some revelations that God gave Paul that Paul could not even teach to anybody.
即是说呢, 神给保罗的某一些启示呢, 保罗都不能够去, 随便的教, 就这样教给人。
Now, with that level of revelation,
在这样层次的启示当中呢,
as a human being,
作为一个人呢,
pride will come.
骄傲就会来到,
pride will come naturally.
很自然骄傲就会出现。
Now, go with me to Ephesians 3, let me show you something there.
打开以弗所书,
now, I'm taking time to explain this because I've been asked this question several times across Asia.
我们要很 仔細去研究呢個題目，因為我喺亞洲嘅時候，好多人都問我同一條問題。
Right, so it's better explain it. Everywhere I go, they ask me this question.
其實無論我去到邊度咧，都係有人問我一條問題。
One to nine.
一至九節，因此保羅。
He says, I'm the smallest of the apostles, but I'm the one that has this grace to preach this thing.
第八節嗰度講，我本來比眾聖徒中還最少，然而神俾我一個恩典。
And he said in verse 5 that the things are now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. He was actually referring to himself.
第五節嗰度講話，呢個啟示俾眾聖徒同先知，
Paul
其實係佢指一佢自己。
Was the first man in the New Testament to know that the gospel will go to the Gentiles.
其實保羅在新約裏面是第一個知道福音會臨到外邦人的。
You remember when Peter saw that vision, God was telling him, arise, eat. He said, no God, I have never eaten anything that is unclean. When God wanted to send him to the house of Cornelius.
記得當彼得有個異象，就是叫他吃一些不潔的物的時候，當時彼得都拒絕的，而且他不想去到那個哥尼流的家。
In fact, some scholars believe that Peter was a person God wanted to send to the Gentiles, but at that point, Peter rejected that ministry.
其實有些學者就認為本來神是想差派彼得去到外邦人的，但是當時彼得是拒絕了。
So God had to raise Paul.
所以神必须兴起保罗。
The minute to minister to the Gentiles. Remember when Peter went to the house of Cornelius and came back, the brethren challenged him.
记唔记得当彼得去到哥尼流屋企，然之后翻去嘅时候，佢嘅弟兄咧系挑战佢。
Why must you go to the house of Gentiles?
问佢点解你去到外邦人嘅家
？To preach to the Gentiles.
向外邦人去传福音。
You know, and he said, well, it's not my fault when I was talking to them. God gave them Holy Spirit. So what can I do?
他就說，其實不關我事的，當我跟他講的時候，神就將聖靈賜下了，那我能夠做什麼呢？
And they all understood that for God to have given the Gentiles Holy Spirit, that means God supports, God supports it.
對他們來說，當他們聽到神賜下聖靈的時候，即是說神願意去支持這件事。
Now, see another example in Galatians.
在加拉太書另外一個例子。
11 to 14.
二章十一到十四節。
Now, this was after Acts 15, when they had a Jerusalem conference, because Paul had preached all over the Gentile world. Paul had preached all over the Gentile world.
这个是发生在使徒行传十五章耶路撒冷的大会的，保罗就向所有外邦人传福音。
In his first missionary journey,
在他的第一个宣教旅程的当中，
there some people came from Jerusalem,
有些人从耶路撒冷来，
and began to preach in all the Gentile churches,
就在外邦人的教会去传道，
that the Gentiles must be circumcised and obey the laws of Moses before they could be saved.
就是外邦人必须受割礼和行摩西的律法，否则才可以得救。
And it became a serious debate in the church.
在教会当中这个呢是一个很激烈的辩论。
Must the Gentiles be circumcised?
究竟外邦人需不需要受割礼呢？
And obey the laws of Moses?
同埋行摩西的律法呢？
Thank God Paul had revelation.
感谢主，因为保罗有那个启示。
So Paul and Barnabas had to go to Jerusalem and they had a conference in Jerusalem, which is the first Jerusalem council in Acts chapter 15. When you get to you read it.
於是保罗和巴拿巴就必须去到耶路撒冷入边，系有一个大会。呢样嘢就系记载喺《使徒行传》第十五章，你翻去就必须读。
You will also find it in Acts 2 from verse 7 to 10. You should read that.
你翻到屋企亦都同样要读《使徒行传》二章
1 to 15.
No, verse 7 to 10 is also written there.
七至十节。
Then when that issue was now resolved.
当这个问题解决了之后，
For you to know that Peter was a man strong in tradition,
你就知道Peter, right?
Peter.
保罗是一个很传统的人。
Look at something that happened here.
看到这里所说的东
西。Verse 11 to 14, let's read.
11到14节一起读。后来基法到了安提柯。
In Acts 15.
这个是耶路撒冷大会之后的，在使徒十五章。
Peter went to visit them in Antioch.
彼得就去到安提柯去探他。
Now remember, Antioch at that time was like the base for the Gentile outreach.
记得当时呢，安提柯呢，是对外邦人传福音的一个基地来的。
So Peter went.
所以保罗就去到。
And Peter was eating with the Gentiles.
彼得就同外邦人一起食饭。
You know that the Jewish people would not eat with the Gentiles.
你知道犹太人系唔会同外邦人一起食饭。
When some people came from Jerusalem,
当有啲人从耶路撒冷嚟嘅时候。
From James.
从雅各嗰度。
Now remember, this James was James, the half brother of Jesus.
记住呢个雅各咧系耶稣嘅兄弟。
Because James, the son of Zebedee, had been killed in Acts chapter 12.
因为西比大的儿子雅各呢，就在使徒行传十二章已经被杀了。
Now this James, the brother of Jesus, became the pastor of the Jerusalem church.
耶稣的兄弟雅各呢，就成为耶路撒冷的牧者。
And he was strong in the Jewish tradition also.
他呢，在犹太的传统当中都是很
坚固的。Now when Peter came,
当彼得来到的时候，
he had been related with the Gentiles.
他是跟外邦人打交道。
Immediately some people came from James.
他就见到雅各的人呢走进来呢，
Peter sensed there was trouble.
彼得就觉得不太对路。
He was not related with the Gentiles anymore.
他就呢跟那些人外邦人呢就划清界线。
All the Jews that were there,
所有在这里的犹太人，
they were not related with the Gentiles no more.
他就跟外邦人划清界线。
Now, in Galatians 2 verse 9, Paul had already said that Peter was one of the pillars of the church.
第九節咧，加拉太書第二章第九節，佢就話彼得係教會嘅柱石。
So they were related no more.
但係佢就同外邦人劃清界線。
To the point that even Barnabas.
到一個地步咧，即使巴拿巴。
Barnabas was the strongest ally of Paul.
巴拿巴係保羅嘅最好嘅夥伴。
They were the two people that defended the faith that Gentiles can be saved and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
他两个呢，其实本来都是支持呢，就是外邦人是靠着圣灵可以。
But now Barnabas too was carried away.
现在连巴拿巴呢，都是被影响到。
Paul.
保罗。
Was the only human being upon the earth at that time.
当时 保罗是世上唯一个人
that fought for all of us Gentiles，
为我们所有的外邦人 去争取。
Maybe today we will have been obeying the laws of Moses，
或者我们今天都要行摩西的律法，
dress like Jewish people，
穿犹太人的
衣服， go to the temple，
去到个会堂，
for us to be saved，
以致我们才可以得救。
So no man had so much revelation as Paul.
没人比保罗有更多的启示。